If anybody's ever thought about starting this journey, I mean, my advice to you is, you know, jump the parachute or open. If you really have a good product and you believe in your skill set or your product that you've built, just take the leap of faith and do it, because you'll find people along the way that will help you. You will find people along the way that will, you know, open up doors for you. Our industry is actually quite good at that.
Hey everybody, this is Becky Leggero here today with Leanne Johnstone. She's the founder of Affiliate Insider, and Leanne, you and I have known each other for so many years that I feel like there's a huge introduction I could do for your background, but you know, we'll let you talk about this more in a second. But we're here today to talk about your journey from working for, you know, big corporate companies in the iGaming space, affiliate marketing space, to launching your own business. Which is a really big step, and it takes a lot of guts to do that. So I wanted to talk to you today about that journey. So thank you so much for joining me today. And let's have you start off by talking about kind of what roles you were in prior to launching your business, and where was the turning point? What made you decide to go ahead and launch Affiliate Insider?
Absolutely. So, I mean, I've been in the industry, as you know, quite a long time. Obviously, I started when I was very young. It's been a really, really great journey. So I've had a fantastic career in iGaming and affiliate marketing. And I've worked, you know, agency side, client side, you know, network side. I even worked in the payments industry for, you know, Netel and Skrill. And that's kind of where I was before I started Affiliate Insider. And through that journey, I've mentored lots of people. I've trained lots of people. And I really felt that that is kind of where my passion lies. I call myself a digital connoisseur because I love everything digital. I'm obviously extremely passionate about affiliate marketing per se, but you know, how it all links together and what the strategies are that go with that, that's very, very important for me. And one of the things that I started to find is that there is no school of affiliate marketing. There's no place that you go and learn affiliate strategy. You have to actually learn it on the job. And after 20 years of doing that, I felt that it was almost time for me to kind of step forward and teach and help the next generation of digital marketers to come in and get the skill set and the support that they need in order to learn. But not only digital marketers and affiliate marketers, but also helping new affiliates coming into the industry, because their journey is also very difficult. You know, they only really start getting helped by an affiliate manager when they start making revenue. But what do they do in that interim period when they don't have a personal account manager? They don't really know who to speak to at the big companies, which they need to work with in order to start their business. And just, you know, we created a place at Affiliate Insider for all of those people to come together and collaborate to really learn more about the industry, and not just about affiliate side, but, you know, media, SEO, social media, all of the channels that actually filter into the affiliate space. And so it was a big step, you know, it was, I think, I don't know, looking back now, whether I was brave or stupid, but one of the two. And it was, you know, I just felt like the time was right. You know, I paid my dues, I'd worked at big corporates, I'd worked at small startups, I'd, you know, had that corporate experience, you know, managed teams of people across the world in global organizations. And I just felt like I had the skill set that I needed in order to, you know, do a little bit of what was my passion. And I have to say that I've been very lucky that I've had, you know, partners and people that have helped me all along the way to actually get this business to where it is now, where I think we're kind of turning the corner of not just being, you know, a random startup that people are seeing, but not really sure if we're going to be here much longer. But, you know, I think time has helped us, you know. We've had a lot of challenges in the first 2 years since we launched. But I'm really glad that I made the decision. And, you know, we were talking a little bit earlier about the people that influence us in our lives. And Emily Lee, who I know that you just interviewed, she was actually one of the people that I had spoken to before I decided to leave the PaySafe group and start this journey. So, yeah, it's kind of like been a story. It's been a journey, you know, and here we are kind of 2.5 years later, and we're looking at what the future holds, and hopefully it's going to be bright.
I think with your skill set and your attitude towards life, Leanne, I'm sure it's going to be bright. I'm sure. So what I want to do is dive into a bit more of some of the challenges that you face, because I know that there are plenty of people in our industry and beyond that are thinking about doing what you've done. So I think probably one of the most obvious things and one of the scariest is that when you're used to getting this, you know, nice salary each month, you don't have to worry about that. Right. And it's yeah. Like, okay, let me give that up and try this, something that could potentially fail. How did you manage that fear?
So that's a very good question. leaving your job, leaving your day job, it takes a certain amount of bravery, if I can say that. Like, you need to have, and it all depends on your personal circumstances. Like, I was a mother, I was a wife, you know, my husband had a business. There was a lot of mitigating, you know, financial factors that I had to consider before I started. The one thing I can say in hindsight, and hindsight is a wonderful thing, you know, is that if you really truly believe in something and you are prepared to work and enjoy what you do every day, it doesn't become a chore. You work incredibly hard running a business. I mean, I work, you know, 14, 16 hour days sometimes. I'm, you know, constantly having to keep ahead of what's changing. I've got a small team to manage that are in different locations. You know, there's a lot of things that take a startup to be successful. And being in a big corporate business is very different to being in a startup. Like, starting a business with nothing but your mobile phone and your laptop is very, and no budget, is very different to working in a big corporate company with a team and a budget. And so the skill sets that you learn in a startup are completely different, but they're also incredibly rewarding. And if anybody has ever thought about starting this journey, I mean, my advice to you is, you know, jump the parachute or open. If you really have a good product and you believe in your skill set or your product that you've built, just take the leap of faith and do it, because you'll find people along the way that will help you. You will find people along the way that will, you know, open up doors for you. Our industry is actually quite good at that. And I know you're shaking your head and you've been in this industry. People do help one another here when you ask for it. Collaborating is a very good idea. Like, there's enough business to go around for everybody. So find your niche. Stick to that niche. You know, my niche is affiliate marketing. I don't do anything else. I could do social media. I could do, you know, whatever, content marketing, whatever it is. But we do affiliate marketing. That's what we do. And we do it really well. And that saying, you know, the riches are in the niches, I do believe in that. And I think it's kind of got us to where we are right now. So just do it. You know, I think that's my advice. You know, if you want to do this, do it. Just bear in mind that you need to be very clear about what your goals are as a startup, because it's very easy to become a consultant. And being a consultant, you can make a very lucrative career out of that and a lucrative business out of that. But actually, being a solopreneur and being a business owner are two totally different things. So, you know, be very clear about who you are, what you want to be, and then plan your strategy around that. And your strategy is going to change. That's one other thing that I've learned in the kind of 2.5 years, is you start out doing something, it may or may not work, you know, filter that down, you change it. I mean, we used to do a lot of things, we now do very little. We do, you know, key things that we're really, really good at, and that's all that we do. And it's okay to change, because just because you started out doing something doesn't mean you have to continue doing that, and you will find your flow. So just trust in yourself.
Yeah, I was actually going to say, is Affiliate Insider what you thought it would be? 3 years in, you know? I mean,
it's not. I mean, I'll tell you the kind of the original thought process was that we would, you know, create a kind of events and content business. And actually what we've ended up with is a content site that helps the people that we're targeting, which is the newbies coming into the industry. But the content site has actually become bigger than what we ever thought it would be. And it was done by accident, not by design, which is great. It's absolutely amazing. And that's the kind of change and flow that you go through in a business when you start it. But actually, our business has three strings to it. The first is the content site, which is really for like entry-level people that are coming in and want to learn and just get to know who's who in the zoo and that kind of stuff. Keep abreast of the news, but it doesn't go very deep. You know, it's enough to get you interested and to, you know, reach a target audience. Our community is incredibly engaged. Like, I think that's one thing that we've done incredibly well. The second thing is that we're actually an affiliate marketing agency. So we work with clients on consultancy projects and we manage affiliate programs for clients. And we do all the regular things that an affiliate marketing agency would do. And then we've obviously got the training side, which is really my passion project. I mean, that's really the space where I live. And that's just, you know, training and coaching people and helping them to get the best out of their affiliate programs and out of their partnerships. And that's really the bit that kind of fuels my soul.
I love that. Yeah, you've always been so helpful. And we've discussed this, I think, in interviews in the past and conversations we've had in the past. So let's go back to, you mentioned Emily Lieb, who is a coach for both, you know, professionals and for corporations. But in general, what advice would you have for entrepreneurs when it comes to seeking out coachings that also cost money and time? You know, why was this so impactful? How exactly did it help you launch Affiliate Insider?
There's two reasons why I think you should seek out a business coach or an affiliate coach or whoever, whatever kind of life coach, whatever kind of coach is that you need at this point in your, or at that point when you're looking. One is to help you get over yourself, because you are your biggest blocker when you are a solopreneur, a entrepreneur, whatever it is. You need somebody that isn't involved in your life that can give you objective advice and can listen to your thought processes and almost help you to randomize, to make sense of them, because you do live in your own headspace a lot as an entrepreneur. And the second thing is to help you get structure, to help you stay focused and to give you accountability. And I think accountability as an entrepreneur, because the nature of entrepreneurialism is to go out and create new, to provide solutions to problems, to create products to, that provide solutions, you can get distracted in terms of what your focus is, and that can damage your business. And I have actually had personal experience in that, in this journey, in that we started out trying to do one thing and it didn't really quite fit us, and we ended up morphing into something completely different. And I think we've 2.5 years in, we found our flow, if that makes sense. And a business coach can help you with that in such a great way. And it's the same thing that I do with affiliate managers. The response that I get from affiliate managers when we coach teams is that you help people to think outside the box because you're not in their box, if that makes sense. And I think that's the one thing that you can take away. It's money well spent. I mean, I've never, ever had a session with a business coach where I've come away and gone, wow, I didn't actually need that, or it wasn't useful, because they're trained in actually helping you to get the best out of yourself. It's like personal maintenance. It's like, why do you go to the gym? You want to keep your body healthy, or why do you eat healthily? Because you want to live longer. It's the same thing for your business. If you want your business to succeed, you go and seek the help that you need at the time when you need it. Some people have business coaches forever. Other people, take them during, tricky periods, or, consult with them when they need advice on new projects. So I think in the life cycle of an entrepreneur, of a business owner, there's always room to get advice. You're also given a lot of free advice along the way, because people feel compelled to tell you what you should and shouldn't be doing. But, you take that with a pinch of salt.
Very, very good. I love that advice. And you were talking about using relationships earlier, and how our industry is quite good with helping each other and networking. I know you and I have talked about this for sure, because I mean, I would not be anywhere today without the network that I've built over the past 15 years. For you, I'm sure it's the same. But right now we're in a kind of a weird time where we're not able to see each other, to go to these events and have a booth and this sort of thing. So how are you maintaining your networking and this sort of activity when you're stuck at home? What tips do you have for people that want to build their network?
So let me tell you, now is the time to be getting yourself to any and all digital events. And if they're free, you should be there anyway, because you just never know who you're going to meet. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now, we hold a free digital event that's only 2 hours long, because me personally, I don't have time to sit in the all day event. And I know digital's great because you can dip in and dip out and stuff. And there are a plethora of events on the marketplace at the moment that you can attend, and they are all very, very good. So get yourself down to any event that you can, no matter how big or small. In fact, smaller events are probably better right now, because it's easier to connect with a smaller group of people. Don't lurk. Like, we're used to lurking in our industry. We want to get on a Facebook group and see what everybody else is saying, but we don't really want to say anything ourselves. Like, start conversations. People want to be connecting. They want to be talking to one another. And it's a culture change, because we may or may not be going back to physical events. Hopefully it's not for much longer, but if it is, we are going to have a mental adjustment in terms of how we do business with one another. And learning how to communicate and how to authentically collaborate with one another is important too, because a lot of the time when you go to these events, people are selling at you still, like a promotional pitch. And you can't do that, because you need to build a relationship with me first before you try and sell to me, right? So everything from your personal brand starts becoming very important. How you represent yourself on social media, how you reach out to people, what you say in your sales emails, all of that kind of stuff is now becoming more and more important. And I think we need to pay a little bit more attention to it. So yeah, I think we're in for, very strange time. And I think it's unfortunate, because, you and I have been around long enough to know how much fun these physical events are. And when you're young, it's like a rite of passage. You need to go through it and experience all of those times and meet all of those people and fall out at nightclubs, 2 o'clock in the morning after networking your socks off and all the rest of it. And, we were lucky enough to have all of that. But if that doesn't continue, and if for whatever reason we can't get back to physical events, we need to adjust our minds to start networking in the ways that we can, and talking to people, you know, over email, over Skype, on, you know, interviews like this, and really investing that time to be present and to be seen and heard in all the channels that are available to you. And the beauty is that digital is free. Like, you don't have to pay to be on social media, right? I mean, you can if you want to, but, you know, my LinkedIn channel, I don't pay for LinkedIn, and I have massive amounts of reach on LinkedIn because I spend time there. I talk to people there. I engage with people there. And I think that's really the key thing that I want the next gen to kind of do, is do more of that, do more, less of the selling at and more of the talking to, because I think that's going to, you know, help you with your business going forward.
Yeah, I think that is so incredibly true, and I totally agree with you. And just another maybe a piece of advice for the entrepreneurs out there, maybe people that have even launched their business, but they're now finding that they have so much work and they're thinking about hiring somebody, but it's money out of your pocket. How did you manage the growth of Affiliate Insider when you were like, okay, you know what, I can't handle this just myself? What do you do in order to figure out how to move forward there?
That is one of the most difficult questions that you can ask me, because I have struggled with it. I'm going to be honest. I have struggled with that. Like, I have always taken on too much instead of, you know, letting go and bringing in the right people to do stuff. Right. And it's a very, very difficult thing to learn when you're a bit of a perfectionist like I am. But one thing I've had to learn very quickly is that 80% is okay if 80% is actually like 100%. Don't wait too long to get people involved where you actually fall over, because your own health is very important as an entrepreneur as well. So if you're healthy, your business is healthy. If you bring the right people in with the right skill set, then, you know, less pressure happens for you. So it's always a very tricky thing to balance. And it's one of the hardest things I've had to find getting right. But I've been very blessed that I've got people that have worked with me that have been absolutely 100% invested in this business and making sure that it's a success. They also truly believe in what we're doing. And just having those people in the business means that we can get a lot more done. We're an incredibly small, lean team. And I think people think we're a lot bigger than what we are, which is great. I mean, that means our marketing's working. But the only way that I could do what we do here and offer what we offer to our clients is because I have fantastic people joining my team. And working with consultants actually helps us, because it brings in a much wider depth and breadth of experience into the business. So try and leverage and see, you know, obviously there's some roles in your business that you want to have as full-time employees because they're vested in making the business work. But then there are also times when you can hire or outsource to really, really experienced people who can really help you get the job done without impacting your bottom line, because you've got to pay pensions and all of that kind of stuff. So the consultancy industry in our industry is actually very rich. And, you know, maybe you can do some of that work with outsourcing instead of actually hiring in, which then leverages the risk for you. But only you can know when's the right time. And actually, Phil from Which Ben Gurdon, if you
I
you
do,
know.
Yeah, Phil, yeah.
Okay, yeah. He gave me some really good advice about 6 months into the business. I met him at one of the conferences and we had a chat, and I said to him, you know, I think we need to hire people, but I'm a little bit scared because we haven't been going for 6 months and, you know, I don't want to really make it. And this was the exact conversation that he had with me. And he said to me, you know, every time I hired people, I was scared witless. But every time I did, I looked back and the revenue always increased because I hired the right people. And I was like, that's really good advice. Thank you. And when you speak to entrepreneurs like him who've like bought and sold their businesses and whatever, you just go, yeah, you know, that piece of advice has stayed with me in the 2.5 years that I've been here. I've always remembered that conversation. And that's what I mean about people in our industry helping one another. You know, people share. They do share when you ask. And I've never experienced that in any other industry.
Yeah, I feel the same exact way. I have so many people that I need to tip my hat to for helping me along the way. And Leah, before I let you go, there was this graphic that a brandy in our industry posted on social media, and it was a graph, right? It said, for all the entrepreneurs, and it said, one day, yes, I'm awesome. Next day, oh my God, I made a mistake. Next day, you know, it's this sort of a graph like this. Just wondering what you would say to somebody if they were on one of the low days, right? You know, how can they work to change their mindset to remember that this is the journey, it's up and down? What would you say?
Honestly, on days like that, and I have them, like a couple of days ago, I was on the point where I think I'm going to go bankrupt. And the next day I was like, woo, we're doing this, you know, we signed 3 clients. So if, honestly, on those days when you're low, it's okay to down to like what I call a duvet day, where I just don't want to get out of bed. I'm not interested because I'm thinking everything's on top of me and I don't know how to kind of move it forward. Just have a down day on those days and just acknowledge it. Agree with it, go to bed tonight, have a good sleep, and tomorrow when you wake up, everything's gonna look rosy. So it's just acknowledging that that is the journey and embracing it, because there are some super highs. I mean, there are some times when you think, are we gonna make it through? And then, you know, the next thing you know, you've got 5 clients knocking on your door. So it's just part of the journey, and it's actually the enjoyable part. When you look back, if I look back at some of the things I cried about in my first 6 months when I was like, oh my God, are we gonna make it? And then I look back at what we're dealing with now at a different level, because we're growing as we, you know, mature. I just think, oh, why did I sweat that small stuff? And I think every step you look at that and you go, why did I sweat that small stuff? But if you truly believe in what you're doing, your product is good, people resonate with it, you stick at it, you will be a success.
I love it. Don't sweat the small stuff. Alien, I had so much fun chatting with you about your journey today and all the other tips you revealed. Thank you so much. Such a pleasure to see you, and we'll have to do this again very soon. Thank you so much.
Love it. Thanks for having me. I really enjoyed sharing.
Excellent. And thank you guys so much for watching. This is Becky Leggero for CalvinAir.com.